even better.
Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
Okay, and we are on fire. Ben in New York is with us. And Ben, you just asked John the question about whether a showdown of some sort, a military confrontation involving directly Venezuela, is in the cards. And, John, did you want to respond to him now? Go ahead.
Yeah, as far as Venezuela and Dutch Guiana, Chavez is trying to buy them all off with cheap oil. So I'm not sure if they would help us at all, because he's really throwing his weight around down there in all of Latin America and also in this country, but using the cheap oil. When I was up in D.C., I drove through black neighborhoods and all the Citgo stations. The gasoline was 10 to 15 cents cheaper there because he's trying to create a race division in this war. In fact, he's trying to create a, you know, the blacks loyal to him because of Jesse Jackson going down there. So with all the influence that he has with the oil and all the money to throw around, it'll be a very tough situation. My wife's relatives, you know, they come up here or talk to me on the phone and they say, why aren't you doing something? Everybody here knows what Mexico is doing and what everybody's doing in your country. Do something. I said, you're going to have to do something with Chavez. We can't do anything with Chavez. And the only time I see any confrontation there is if he really, like if he starts implementing weapons into Cuba, which he may be doing. I know he's building a lot of roads and putting a lot of, you know, rebuilding Cuba with all the money. If he starts putting weapons in there, then there might be a problem. But we can't, you know, attack Venezuela.
Well, what about the fifth column here in the United States? That
the fifth column.
That's the more serious danger, I think, is within.
Yeah, the fifth column, you know, and this figure they keep throwing around, 12 to 14 million, is utter nonsense, because sources that I've talked to, in the House and also in the Senate, in the investigative branch, have told me, you know, it's higher than 30 million. So that's why you've got all this ilk that's getting ready to run, because they feel that they're going to have all these voters voting Democratic, which they will. But as far as your question with Venezuela, if they cut off the oil, if they implement weapons into Cuba, you know, that would probably have to provoke our country. I mean, why did Japan attack us in World War II? Because we cut off their oil.
Right,
so that's
right.
Our pipeline. But then Iran, they're all working in unison with Iran, Red China.
Well, what happens, John, if there's a preemptive strike by Israel or the United States, or if there's a, quote, provocation, which we expect, involving Iran, and we fire the first shot? Either
I,
way.
There's that fifth column again here in this country, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody saw 500,000 demonstrators in Los Angeles,
yeah.
500,000 in Dallas, in Chicago, but that's only the ones from Latin American countries. They didn't see the red Chinese that are in this country, or the Muslims that are in this country that are here illegally waiting for the right moment. Red China doesn't want to destroy us. They want to keep us intact. They just want to gradually assimilate us and take us over.
They are now. Yeah,
yeah, they have been doing that. You know, everybody in Venezuela, my wife's relatives, keep saying, you've got to do something about Chavez. We're going to have at least 3 million Venezuelans trying to come here illegally to get away from them.
I think it's up to the people of Venezuela to do something about Chavez.
Well, they tried to. They had a million and a half.
I think they're going to have to do more, because he's going to do what Allende did in Chile, and that's the time to move.
Right.
Well, the people have to do that.
He's received all of his coaching from Fidel Castro.
Right.
That's his idol.
Right.
Castro has taught him very well.
Yeah.
He's told him what to do, all the moves to make. And like I told the people in Venezuela, you know, you had a million and a half people in the streets out there.
Yeah.
And he's still in office, thanks to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter went down and validated them.
Okay, we got a break. Thank you, Ben, for your call. We've got more calls coming right up in just 3 minutes from now. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned for more with John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Back now, and John Clark is our guest. We're going to continue to take calls, 1-800-313-9443 is the number. As you see, we're all over the map, literally as well as figuratively, and it all ties in with this destruction of the borders of the United States. Let's take Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hi.
Yes.
Yeah, here's the thing I want to ask. There's a guy there mentioned earlier with the stuff with the immigration. He said that it's all one-sided. Who's that gentleman? Is he still there?
Yeah.
Well, that's our guest.
Oh, yeah, right. Okay.
No, John Clark,
like
yeah.
No, I thought you had two guests on there. Okay.
No. We had the caller
okay.
And the guest, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What I was going to tell him is this. I have two quotes, but this is one. There was a gentleman way, way back. He claimed he was on even since the 70s or the 60s, an old broadcaster out of the New York area called Robert Grant, who's known as Bob Grant on ABC.
Right.
You may know. He mentioned about this long, long ago. As a matter of fact, he said he was the first one on the regular radio station mm-hmm. warned about this. And he's right. He talks about what this gentleman, he talked about the business of trying to brown out America and everything else. And it definitely does look that way. No doubt. And as a communist radio station, which gets listener support that I really can't stand, called WBAI, and it's 99.5 on the FM dial, and they come out, and you could pick them up even in New England, I think, but they're distant. And today, just this morning, really peed me off. They had some immigrant stuff, and they said that the people who are opposing all this immigration, like I said, I could care less whether they are white nationalists or racist or not. I don't care. But this is what they were saying, that the ones that are trying to, you know, anti-immigration groups, and they're either they're hate groups or they're racist or they're this. I could
well,
that, they
that's about 80% or more of the American public then, because 80, the polls show that.
85% of the American people want this. Our borders secure, and they're not immigrants. They are illegals. We have nothing against immigrants.
Well, I
it's
do have
illegal
against,
aliens. And
yeah, the illegal aliens. That's true. But I do have, like Bob Grant, though, I do have a problem against proliferation of predominantly non-white Europeans.
Non-Europeans. Yeah, yeah, that's
flooding
what's
in here.
That's what is contributing to the decline. Yes.
Yeah, 85%, which kept this country, which before made this country predominantly. Great and mostly Western,
right.
Western culture. Because first of all, if you look at it now, you know, even now, Frosty's talking about Miami compared to what it was.
Oh.
And every city and every either portions of a state or city that had this universal spiritual religious Luciferian crap ideal of you know, all these different cultures and we need to change and flip over and evolve. Come
diversity is our strength.
Right, and all that stuff, all that stupid talk. Every city went to S. I'm not going to say the word.
Are you familiar with Proposition 187?
Yes, I am. I heard about it. It's in California.
Okay. It was a proposition in California where we wanted to cut off benefits to illegal aliens.
Right. Oh, it's just benefits, nothing else?
It was the president of the Democratic Committee in California. His statement was, Proposition 187 was the last gasp of white America, okay?
Right.
This is a, and they call us racist. La raza means the race.
Yes, I know
their,
that. Yeah,
their
and
statements
let me
have said, we are going to take back the Southwest, and then we're going to kill all the gringos, okay? These are the racists. You know, I'm really fed up with, you know, this organization like the Southern Poverty Law Center, the Audacity, listing people as hate groups and KKK. Well, the Raza and all these other groups are no different than the KKK. We're not KKK. We're American citizens.
Well, they are the enemy within, though. Let's face it. The Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, these groups are working against us, all Americans.
My
friend Barry Weinstein, okay, his parents were in the Holocaust, okay?
Right.
And because of his stance against illegal immigration, they call him a racist. No, they call him an anti-Semite.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, and he's Jewish. He's Jewish, and they call him anti-Semite.
It's ridiculous. It's preposterous now. These are the anti-Semites. These are the bigots. These are the racists. They're the ones that are taking America down the tubes. And when America's gone, what are they going to do then? What are they going to do, point the finger at? Yeah, I guess like you whites did in Africa, you came along and all of our problems started. Now that you're gone, well, it's the residue of your existence. That's what it is. We've got to blame Whitey even after he's gone.
We can't let it get to that point. We can't get to the point where we say,
no.
Hey, we told you so. We have to do something.
But that's what they intend to do.
Yeah, well, first of all, I think it's what kept in this country mostly was white, non-Jewish Europeans that made this country great. There may have been some African-American scientists like William Carver, George Washington Carver, and a few others that, you know, in the early part of the 20th century, as well as others. But that's mainly what kept this country right, people from Germany and Ireland and Italy and whatever. But
well, I mean, that's the European ethic. That's the European, you know, trade. That's the European philosophy. I'm not saying they were perfect, not by a long shot, but the reality is that America's greatness was due to their contributions, and it had to do with the work ethic. Today, you say work ethic, and that's gone.
It wasn't exclusively in a work ethic. It had more to do, I think, more to do with industry and science and inventions.
But, you know, the ethic, of value, of labor, of work, and pride in your work, those things are not here today.
Yeah, but it's also ingenious and brain, so because...
Yes, a combination of factors.
Somebody just working, and
I
that
agree.
Doesn't mean... That
right.
But the other thing is this, I got to mention is this radio station is BAI. They had the nerve to talk about immigrant groups being racist.
Right,
and
right,
that.
Right.
I don't
right.
care
Go ahead.
They are
Make the
not,
point.
Okay?
Yep.
But the thing of it is this, they're hypocrites because they have La Raza on their show. on their show. Not today, but I mean, they have had her on. I heard a woman from Arazo.
Yeah, that goes without saying.
Yeah,
of course,
they don't mention that. But the other thing is this: I think they are losing ground because they used to get a lot of public support, and it's dwindling. See, they have a lot of other shows, like music shows, like Grateful Dead and stuff like that. Not to go on and on about them, but they do. So they get support from that end. And they have a lot of other shows that are interesting. They're against Bush and war and stuff like that. So that's where they can pull in a side.
Right.
But they have this strong anti-white, it would be great
of
if
course.
We could succumb to verse. And, and it's just nothing but crap.
No,
nothing
it is, but it's part of the downfall.
It's reverse discrimination. I travel extensively around the country.
Okay.
I go into Atlanta Airport, and everybody working in the airport is black, okay? Where is the NAACP or where's the ACLU saying, hey, why don't you have other races in here? Okay, every city like that, like Memphis and Birmingham, I go into these airports, everybody's black.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, go to the airport. Everybody working in that terminal is black.
Yeah, when you go to one in JFK, it's probably all foreigners.
Where is the ACLU saying, hey, this is discrimination? It's reverse discrimination.
Yeah, well, we need a quota system, right?
Yeah, you know what's great, though, is Michigan, I heard, correct me if I'm wrong, but Michigan, I think during the last election, they had some referendum or something on their ballot, made it illegal not to have affirmative action in a college admissions for the state of Michigan and the state of Michigan colleges. I also remember the girl that was on Bob Grant who had a lawyer, but this is years ago, filing a suit against that, and I think she did come out of Michigan and wanted to go to college in Michigan, and she was white.
Henry. Hey, we're going to break.
Go to Washington, D.C. Every building there is manned by blacks. They're rewriting history there in Washington, D.C., that they built this country. I mean, they are a great contribution, but it's reverse discrimination thing. You know, we hate whitey. We hate white man. That's why we can't get them involved with illegal immigration, because they feel it's get even with whitey. You know, let's get rid of whitey.
Yeah.
And that's wrong, because there's so many black people out there that are really good.
Yeah.
But if they try to, you know, be an American and do the right thing, they're called Oreos. In fact, they threw Oreo cookies at a legislator in Baltimore because he was talking against the illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talk about assimilation. I mean, you know, there's so many black people out there, like Reverend Jesse Peterson out in California, trying to warn us, hey, this is what they're doing. People like Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, and they're totally kept out of the so-called major media.
Yeah. I mean, it's ridiculous.
You heard it all on King Day, and you heard the revolution, the clenched fist, how wonderful all of the ghettoization of America is, how we need to have more civil rights rather than individual liberties, and what we need is to have more government. More government. That's the message of King. That's
except
the message of Marxism.
Has civil rights except white people.
Well, it's not civil either. Civil rights are not civil, nor are they right. We need individualism and get back to the concept of individual rights that come from God, not government. Civil rights come from government. Our rights come from God. And that's the message we ought to be proclaiming, you know, John? And that's why this illegal invasion that's going on deliberately with the help and connivance of the Bush administration and the traitors in Congress is a graver threat to America than we ever did believe.
One
I mean, that's great.
We have to really be careful of, and that's the broad strike, you know, saying that, you know, calling them Mexicans. We're not against Mexicans. We have so many Mexican-Americans in this country who are against illegal immigration. There's a lot of black people in this country who are against illegal immigration, but you will never hear from them. You only hear from the ones that now you're going to hear more from Jesse Jackson and people like Sharpton. You know, my friend Barry Weinstein, I know many Jewish people are against illegal immigration. So it's not... to me, it's not race-based. I go by what a person...
Well, I think this is luck, John. You know, whatever they are, they better defend America and her borders first. That's the message, isn't it?
Right, exactly.
And stop being duplicitous and double agents and dual loyalists. Either you're going to be with America or you're going to be against her. There's no middle ground on this issue now.
Right.
It's too late in the game.
You have to stand up and be an American and stop this race.
Right.
What
okay.
The Democrats push, they push this race baiting, and you know, Jesse Jackson and Sharpton. And
yep.
Sharpton is now considering running for president of the United States.
Yeah, might as well. and he'd qualify. All right, stay where you are. We got more calls, and we got more to come in just 3 minutes. Stay with me, John Clark, Americans for Immigration Control. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest-to-operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on, right on base, on point, on rbnlive.com.
Okay, we are back now, and once again, we're going to go right back to the phones. Steve in Colorado is next. Hello, you're on with John Clark.
How you doing?
Okay.
Well, it's a great day in America. We're still alive, and we still have a little bit of our freedom. I guess I have a statement and then a question.
Okay.
My family's from the islands of Puerto Rico, and you know, and I was born in this country, and I feel, and I know I'm an American. I served in the military, and even before my family came to this country, my grandfather served in World War II, and it's kind of like we look at the immigrants in a different way, because the problem is that when they come to this country, they don't know, they don't have an idea of what America is. They're just coming here to work. They don't want to be part of America. They just want to reap the benefits.
Are you speaking about legal immigrants or the illegals now?
Illegal immigrants.
Illegal.
Illegal.
Okay.
I mean, I'm
well, they're not immigrants, then. They're aliens.
Yeah, aliens.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I didn't mean, like, immigrants. I mean,
right. Because immigrants, the very nature of immigrant means legally coming into the country.
Yes, that's what I meant, the illegal ones.
Right, right.
The whatever, they have a new name for them, the, I forget what they're called.
Are you there, John? John Clark, are you still there?
Yeah, they call them undocumented.
All right.
Okay, so, I mean, I came, my family came to this country. I love this country. I served in the military, and I look at illegal aliens as exactly what it is. Doesn't matter what race it is, whether you're black, white, Chinese or anything.
That's the legal issue. Yes, Steve. That's the whole point.
I mean, I don't understand is people. I mean, even people of you know, like even my family, they'll look at me and they say, "You're a sellout." I say, "What are you talking about? A sellout?" I said, "When I fly a flag, I fly my flag. You know, the American flag. I was born in this country. I'm an American, and I think as an American. I mean, even though my family came from the islands and we're from Spain also." But what people don't understand is that they look at it as a race issue. They don't think about it as illegal this or illegal that. And we have, I live in Colorado.
Well, it's really a national security issue, and border security is national security.
Well, first off, illegal is not a race.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm just curious why your relative said you're a sellout. And you're trying to be an American. That's another example of what I've been trying to say. You know, if, like, a lot of black people want to, you know, do the right thing, they're called sellouts. You know, Uncle Tom's and Oreos. And they say, oh, the Hispanics are against what the government's doing against the illegals. Well, that's not true. First off, there's no such thing as a Hispanic race. That's a term created in Jimmy Carter administration, and legal Mexicans or anybody, you know, are totally against illegals because it gives them a bad name. Because everybody thinks all Mexicans are like that. They're not like that. Illegal aliens that come into this country are criminals and should be treated as such. Every single one of them should be deported. They're out to the streets demonstrating. What would happen if we went down to Mexico as an illegal alien and started demonstrating? We want this. We want that. And Rick, you talking
earlier
about the anchor babies.
Yeah.
You know, you'd be 6 feet under. Americans have to start thinking as Americans, no matter what color you are, what religion, whatever, because if you don't, it's divided. And I was down in Puerto Rico just a few months ago doing an investigation to find out how so many illegals from Cuba are now coming through Puerto Rico, because once they reach Puerto Rico, they're here in the United States. There's no... you know, there's no immigration check because basically they're on American soil. Cubans, illegal Cubans, once they reach, like, Mona Island, I think you're familiar with Mona Island,
yes,
off the coast of Puerto Rico, part of Puerto Rico. Once they get there, they're given $9,000 in cash, free medical, and a low-interest business loan. It's
no.
Like, welcome to America. We're paying your money that you paid to a coyote or a smuggler to bring you over. Here's a free... medical. My wife's a legal immigrant. She can't get any of that. And legal immigrants are going,
hey, by the way, they don't have an income tax. They don't pay federal income tax in Puerto Rico, do they?
No, they don't.
No.
Now, how do I get on that boat to get that $9,000?
Okay, well, first off, it's only Cubans that receive that.
Okay.
What they do is they get to the Dominican Republic, and then they get a boat over to Mona Island. Mona Island is a deserted island. Off the coast of Puerto Rico, which is part of Puerto Rico.
So we have a nice smuggling operation here. Yeah.
Yeah, and...
And you've documented that.
And the Border Patrol down there can only patrol maybe 40 miles of a 300-mile shoreline of Puerto Rico. So all coming from every country in the world, they're just flooding into Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, because DHS has now taken over the Virgin Islands and is totally corrupt. So they're just open the floodgates coming from all over, and I mean I knew it was pretty bad. You know, being involved for 13 years, I knew it was pretty bad how many were here. But when I saw the demonstrators on the streets, it just floored me. I mean, 500,000 in downtown L.A., 500,000 in Dallas, in Chicago. That's an army, because when they first went out there,
absolutely,
they had Mexican flags. Then they were told the second time, bring American flags and wear white shirts. If you notice, they had American flags and white shirts. That's an army.
And pink flamingos.
Orders.
All right. Hey, Steve, we got a break. John, can you stay? We've got a bunch more calls. Can you stay to the end of the program?
Sure.
All right, do it. We'll be right back with our guests, our callers, and you. 1-800-313-9443. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger on RBNLive.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
How dare you call yourselves patriots and heroes? If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, you are just plain wrong. There is no freedom.
You got that right, Bill. Hey, don't forget the offer by Dr. K, the three-book offer. One of these three books, $19.95 plus shipping and handling, or two of these titles plus two free books. Wrongly Blamed, The Real Truth About 9/11, The London Bombings, and much more. You can't do without this book. Very simple to read. Introduce your friends to the facts. Wrongly Blamed by Dr. K. Also, The Arabian Connection, A Conspiracy Against Humanity, and The Words of Muhammad. All three of them, all three books are being offered. Buy one, $19.95. Buy two of them and get two free this week only, including a second copy of the 9/11 book, Wrongly Blamed. All right? Do it. Do it and support the program. Support our shortwave responsibilities, if you will. Call up, leave your information, tomorrow morning, 866-618-2503. Dial 866-618-2503. Dr. K will take your order and process it. All right, let's go back to the telephone. Excuse me. We've got John Clark on the line, and Doug in Texas is next. Hello, Doug.
Larry.
Yes.
How are you doing? Besides having a sore throat, doing all right otherwise?
Fine.
Otherwise. Okay, I want to tell Mr. Clark that I respect and admire Hugo Chavez. He gets up in front of the United Nations, calls Bush the devil, which is, I thought he was letting him off kindly there. I thought that, you know, Bush is the devil's, one of his best minions, and Mr. Chavez is democratically elected, not with Diebold and you know, the electronic vote machines that stole the last election for Bush, as if it would have made any difference, because we had his skull and bones buddy running against him. You know, elections in America are a big, huge joke. But
all right, so you back Chavez is what you're saying,
Doug. I'd like to interject something here as far as Chavez. I agree with what he said about Bush, but he was not democratically elected, Chavez, in Venezuela. The first election, all the results of that election were held in the top five floors of a building in downtown Caracas. Those five floors burned down. Okay? He's been using the people's money, the oil money, to bus in people from everywhere and to vote. Okay? Yeah, Venezuela, the vast majority of Venezuelans do not want Hugo Chavez. They had 1.5 million people in the street. This man is a thug. He's very dangerous. His goal is the destruction of this country. And believe me, I have been down in Venezuela. My wife is from Venezuela. And the people down there are just, they don't know what to do. It's just like here when I see up on the hill, they don't know what to do. Well, they're in that predicament.
All right, so they've got Mr. Chavez and we got Bush. We're both in trouble.
Well, my family lived in Venezuela for 2 years. Everybody but myself—that's like eight people. And he's opposed to the North, the one world, American Union. Where we just go down there and we all join Mexico, Canada, this, that, and other. As sort of like the European, the trilateral plan. He opposes that. Now, what's bad about that?
Are you asking me or are you asking John? Hello?
Whoever is the smartest person talking on the phone to me. But let John answer that.
Okay, what's wrong with combining all three countries?
Right.
Okay, well, first off, Mexico is a third world country.
Two continents.
They're talking about Mexico and Canada, eliminating those borders. Eventually, it would include South America. If you want to do that, like they're doing in Europe, with the European Union,
right.
Eventually you will have no countries. You won't have a France. You won't have a Germany. That's what the Bible says. One world government, one world religion, and then that's the end times.
But what I said, John, was he opposes this. What is wrong with that?
Well, look, I don't want to get into anything about Chavez. The man is no good. He's a communist. His goal is the destruction of this country, and he's using the people's money down there for his own gain. Communism... it's a criminal enterprise posing as a savior for the poor, just like these Democrats pose as representing minorities and poor people. Nancy Pelosi is worth $125 to $150 million. She doesn't want the fence on the border, but yet she has a big fence in front of her house. Oh, yeah, it's okay. Come into the country. We need more voting. Vote for Democrats. that you can't come into my house. I mean, these people are hypocrites.
Well, I think the thing is, just to because we don't have time, is that ironically, Bush and Mr. Chavez have so much in common. Both of them actually are mirrors of each other. Each of them is a demagogue. Each of them wants more power. Each of them wants to project onto the world scene. So, really, when you come right down to it, why not wash your hands of both of them and oppose both, Doug? Isn't that the most logical way of handling it?
I'm all for it, Rick.
Okay.
I'm all for it.
All right. That's the issue, then.
Politicians aren't born. They are excreted, as Cicero
said. All right, Doug. I get the point. I understand your sarcasm. All right. Neither one of them is my fan, okay? Neither one of them deserves my fanship either. I don't want anything to do with them. I'm sure they don't want anything to do with me. All right. Dylan in Texas is next. Hello, Dylan.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
This is a fine conversation, and I appreciate the fact that the guest, I'm sorry, what's your name,
John,
sir?
John Clark.
John Clark, yes, you do fine work, and I appreciate the fact that when you talk about Venezuela, you do have some personal contacts there. Did you say your wife is from there?
Yes.
Because a lot of people talk about places and they don't know what they're talking about, and I don't know anything about Venezuela. I've never been there. But I just want to say a couple of things, keep it brief. The Ten Commandments in Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5, just the first words of it, Yahweh states that he is the creator, mm-hmm. and he grants us liberty. He brings us out of the land of bondage. Then he gives us all these commandments to fulfill, and later on he says if we keep his commandments, he will send his angel before us to keep us in the way.
Mm.
Well, our ancestors provided us with a Declaration of Independence in 1776, recognizing him as the authority, the supreme judge, and the source of providence. And they recognized life, liberty, and property. And then we got the old Constitution came around when the original Confederacy fell, and then we got from the anti-federalist put into the federal Constitution, we got the so-called Bill of Rights, which is actually a Ten Commandments pointed at government. It doesn't give anybody rights.
Right, right. We know that. But, Dylan, what's the point you want to make?
The whole enemy pointed out by the Declaration of Independence and then pointed out again by the Bill of Rights is central government.
Right.
And who was it that was killing the native borns here in the Revolution? It was mainly English speakers. So many of them native-born. Who was it that came down from the north and killed my ancestors in the so-called Civil War? It was English speakers. And who was it that killed my friends up the road? I didn't know them personally, but they were my fellow Texans up the road in Waco.
Mm-hmm.
Who killed them? Were they Jews? No. I think, you know, most of them were probably white English speakers, native-born. And who is it in uniform that might stop me on the road and seize my liberty or come to my door and want to search my house is probably going to be a white English speaker, native born. Okay, the Declaration of Independence, again, states the main enemy is the central government, the enemy within.
Okay, Dylan, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let's move on to Mark in Texas now. Hello, Mark.
Thanks, Rick. I guess I would just try to encapsulate what I've heard thus far, in particular the recent caller. The guest mentioned being an American. Being an American is being well acquainted with your American history, all of it. And so the border issue is symptomatic of a bigger problem, apparently, and so is Chavez, and just take your pick. There's a whole litany of people out there and created and thus serve a general purpose, which started many, 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 many decades ago in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And people are starting to look around and call upon a variety of things they think they see, but forgetting their history. So I guess the point of my call would be that if you're going to be an American, first and foremost, make yourself very, very aware and understand the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights, and why and from whence it came. And once you understand and internalize all that, then you appreciate the fact that you are an exception on this planet, and not one that should be given up lightly. And call them what you will, undocumented, illegal immigrants, immigrants that...
guest workers?
We're not supposed, call them what you will.
Yeah.
The point is very... the point is they're not here legally. You break the laws here, and you pay the price, which in that case is deportation. Total, complete, uncompromising, don't tell me you can't do it, deportation.
Well, one of the reasons they're giving, I said, you know, we need to deport all these illegals, and, you know, the figure is anywhere from 30 to 40 million illegals, and they said, well, they can't do it. We have to give them amnesty. I said, nonsense. Employ EBS, employer verification system, get a tamper-proof Social Security card, which they've been trying for many years.
This is all plays into, if you'll forgive me, it just all plays into a... if people will acquaint themselves with American history, they will find these very forces alive and well, and indeed providing some of the bounty on the heads of some pretty brilliant thinkers, being very traditional moneyed interests, shall we say, they'll figure out that it's not the United States of America, it's not Great Britain anymore, it's not this or that or the other, it's a very quickly now coalescing single group of people who should tell all of us what we should and should not do.
Mm-hmm.
That is absolutely in the face, atypical, anti-American. That is at the core of what American experience is, which is liberty.
Right.
And you can't help but acknowledge all
that's
these
right.
things that have been brought up tonight on your show, Rick. God, all of it.
That's
Take your
true.
Pick.
Amen. Okay, Mark, you said it well. Thank you for your articulation. Appreciate that. John, let's take another call here. Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary.
How you doing? Great program tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of a legal alien?
Have I ever heard of a legal alien?
No, a legal alien.
That's what I said, a legal alien.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's a contradiction of terms, isn't it?
No, not really.
Why isn't it?
Well, I'm a legal alien.
In what sense?
I have...
In what context?
In what context? I have filed the proper paperwork.
Okay. I know where you're going, but go ahead.
Alien residence he's talking about.
Yeah, it takes me out of the U.S. citizenship and everything. So I have an answer for these anchor babies and illegal aliens.
Yes.
My solution would be that any baby born in the United States would not be issued a birth certificate if the mother was not a U.S. citizen.
Yeah, but see, we've been trying to get that clarified. It's the 14th Amendment that they're abusing, and Brian Bilbray and a couple others right now are trying to introduce that, to get rid of this anchor baby nonsense. It's like rewarding a bank robber, saying, here, you broke the law, here's a reward, but that's part of the plan to populate this country with third world, make this a third world. The people coming to this country... some of them can't even speak Spanish. I mean, we're bringing all these illiterate people into the country that don't want to be Americans. They come in with a clenched fist and a handout. They get all these social services that American citizens can't get. Our servicemen can't get the same services that an illegal alien can. And they have better protection. They've got lawyers up the yin-yang protecting them. We can't get lawyers to help us. We're trying to save the country, keep it intact. We can't get lawyers because there's no money involved.
Right.
We don't have the Ford Foundation. We don't have MALDEF. We don't have the Catholic Church. We don't have Southern Poverty Law Center. All these organizations, they try to pigeonhole you and say, oh, you're a racist. No, we're not racist. We're Americans. And the listeners out there of your show, Rick, should really start looking very carefully and say, stop this race division, which the Democrats really love because that's their voting block. And people like Jesse Jackson, the race baiters, and Sharpton, and all these others, MALDEF and La Raza, it's sickening what's happening.
You should be here in Florida.
Yeah, I agree.
Florida Mall. Nobody speaks English.
Mm-hmm.
I have two more suggestions I'll lay on the table.
Well, quickly now. We've got a break. Hurry up, Gary.
First off, they were so chomping at the bit to put these RFID chips in people.
Mm-hmm.
When they get caught the first time coming across the border, and this is not directed towards Mexicans. This doesn't make any difference what your country of origin is. Come across the border once, we chip you, send you home to your original country.
Mm.
Second time you come across the country, neuter them.
Okay.
And then send them back
home. All right. I get the message. Thank you, Gary. We got a break, though. We got just a few minutes left, and, well, I don't know if we can do it now, but can you stay just to wrap up with me, John?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that, and we'll mention your books again. We'll take our final call when we come back. Mark in Wisconsin from the break at rbnlive.com. We just don't want to take any more calls because we just don't have time. So Mark will be it. We'll be right back in 3 minutes from now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You're listening to Uncensored Radio, Free America. That's the program right here on Republic. Support the network. Stay with rbnlive.com. Rick Adams returns with John Clark.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio
Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, not much time. I just want to remind you, those of you, because I'll forget if I don't, that those of you who have been emailing us and asking us about the latest on the Ed Brown standoff in New Hampshire, there really is nothing new to report right now. All is in a holding pattern, and there's nothing going on that we know of that has changed. Just to let you know, we'll update you, particularly next week. We'll have more call-ins, and we'll be talking again with them, okay? So just to let you know that. John, your books, again, people can go to Amazon.com, buy the books. Right. They can communicate with you directly at the website www.immigrationcontrol.com, correct?
Right. The two books are Dead Angel and Pozan at Amazon.com.
All right. If people want to buy, I'll tell you, Pozan, I have read thoroughly. And that book is an eye-opener. It's a shocker. You want to read a book that will literally drive you off your chair, and that's the one. That's the one. But both of them are available. Buy a book, support John's work. Mark in Wisconsin is our last call tonight. Hello, Mark.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Okay.
I was listening to the show tonight, and I wrote a little rant while I was on the phone. Can you give me 60 seconds?
60 seconds, 59 now. Go ahead.
Okay, down with Whitey, with Arabs, Muslims, the Burgess class, Germans, Armenians, Iraqis, Iranians, Afghanis, Palestinians, etc., etc. I trace this all back to the same Ashkenazi, Bolshevik, neocon, ADO, Anglo, Masonic, internationalist bankers. 1,000 people hack at the branches. We need to strike at the root. Your response, gentlemen?
Wow, that was less than 60 seconds.
All right.
I say you're a great writer. You missed your calling, Mark.
I'm a high school dropout, for God's sake.
Well, no wonder. No wonder you've got intelligence, all right? Anyway, John, you know, Mark's been one of our great callers for a long time, and, it's true. We're just being spit upon and urinated on in this country.
It's
the same group of people.
Divide and conquer.
Same tribe.
It's coming from the same tribe.
Yeah. And we need to, at this late hour, whether we will or not, it remains to be seen. But we know one thing. We're going to be on the winning side if we're with Christ. And I think that's going to be the key right there. That has to be the only way, gentlemen. Spiritual warfare requires spiritual armor, right?
Amen. Return to God's law.
Don't forget, Jesus whipped the money changers out of the marketplace. So we can't sit idly by
and let it happen. No, and we cannot make common cause with them. If America would get back to minding America's business, defending her borders, we could be the envy of the world instead of the hate of the world. And that's what they don't want. The globalists want to bring her down. So thank you, Mark, for your contribution. Keep writing.
God bless you, gentlemen.
And keep calling. All right. John, that's it. We're out of time. Just to sum up here, because, you know, I want to keep you coming on, informing us as to the changes. But this has been a real change for you. It seems to me your attitude has been changed somewhat by what you saw in the last time
really
in Washington.
It's unnerving to see a lot of people I've known for many years, their reactions now. I mean, they're just, they don't know what to do. I mean, they're just, they're dazed and confused. And,
I'd like to see the impeachment of George Bush be the first step. That would be nice.
Yeah, but if you have the impeachment, then you have Cheney. And if anything happens...
Who said we're going to end with Bush?
But then you have Cheney. If anything happens to Cheney, then you have
Nancy
Pelosi.
Right. Let's keep going. Keep going down the line. Impeach them all. All right, John Clark, thank you, brother. Take care.
Thank you a lot.
Take care of yourself. We'll talk to you soon. God bless. All right. Bye-bye, John. Well, another successful night here at RBN, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow night, same time, same network, at 9 o'clock in the evening, Central Time, with another fascinating show. Don't miss it. Rick Adams, good night. God bless.